It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up. And there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
PANTS!
PANTS! Kate and I do not have the same taste in music.
Oh my God, no. No. I respect your taste. It's not my taste.
I love your taste.
Yeah, I like yours.
I just don't want to listen to it.
Just not mine.
Who do you like today?
I gotta be honest, nothing's really grabbing my attention these days. Mm-hmm. A lot of the music, in my opinion, sounds very similar to each other. Like, everyone's using auto-tune. Like, the BPM is, like, you know, down to, like, 60. Let's speed it up a bit. Like, at least let's get to, like, 95 BPM.
Why is that? Why does it have to be there?
95 to 102 BPM is, like, my sweet spot. What about you? Is there anything you're digging these days?
Like Margot Price is a new one, a new person I absolutely love, a country singer.
It's a cute name, Margot Price.
Mm-hmm. And Maggie Rogers, I love.
You've told me about her.
She's amazing. I love female singers. I'm always drawn into female singers.
Do you like Cardi B?
Yeah.
Love Cardi B. That's a new singer that I really gotten noticed in the last couple of years. I love her stuff.
We haven't really turned each other on to any music lately.
I haven't been listening to any new stuff recently. That's the problem.
Why do you think that is?
Because nothing's really getting my attention.
Do you think we're at that age where now you just kind of turn back into what you've always loved?
Maybe.
It's the nostalgia thing now?
Maybe. I spend a lot of time when I'm in the car is really when I'm going to listen to music. Now I'm either listening to the news or a podcast. I don't recall listening to music in my car recently.
That's my favorite time to listen to music and roll the windows down and blast it really loud.
It's usually mine too. I just haven't been able to stay centered and present enough to enjoy it. Like my head will get distracted.
You know, a country singer I feel like I'm surprised you've never really gotten into is Lucinda Williams.
Does Emmylou Harris count?
Emmylou Harris is my all-time favorite country singer.
I really like Emmylou Harris.
You do?
I do.
That's adorable.
She counts.
She counts more than anything. She's up there with Patsy Cline. Like, she's... And Loretta Lynn. Like, she's the real deal.
I'm liking the older music these days.
You like melody.
I like a melody. Yeah. I like Bill Withers, I've been listening.
That's why I love country music.
I love old soul.
Oh, old soul is amazing. I think we got old. I think we got old.
Maybe. I love The Temptations. I could listen to them all day long. Mary Clark, Curtis Mayfield. Maybe I'm old. You know, a lot of like hip hop that I listened to in the 90s, they would take samples.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
My discovery of soul kind of went backwards because the music I was listening to in the 90s, I didn't realize they were sampling it. And when they realized they were sampling it, then I discovered, you know, the original musicians.
Source.
Yeah, the source. Yeah. And then I just, you know, then it was over.
Tracy Chapman.
Love Tracy Chapman. Always got a fast car. Ani DiFranco? You didn't like Ani DiFranco. I liked Ani DiFranco.
I don't know what it was. Maybe I was jealous because that's really went around when I was trying to be like the same kind of person.
You guys so weird though. She was more folky with a guitar. And
we started out as a folk duo.
You did?
Yeah. So, yeah, I probably had some jealousy wrapped up in Ani DiFranco.
That's all right. It's okay.
Did you watch MTV a lot?
Yeah. Music videos. I remember the first time I remember seeing Thriller, and that just blew my head off. Mm-hmm. Music videos used to be incredible. Like Aerosmith used to have those great music videos.
The greatest.
That were like little mini 3-minute movies.
Yeah, they're movies. One of my little feathers in my cap is I was in a Beavis and Butthead.
No, you were.
I got Beavis and Butthead.
Just you or you and Heather?
No, me and Heather.
What did they say?
That we, it was like a douche commercial.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you send it?
It's real. I'll send it to you.
But isn't that a huge compliment?
Well, I think so. That's what I mean. I kind of always like to like my a career high. They're making fun of us the whole entire time.
Right. But it's like the original roasting from the 90s. Oh, you like that's when you know you made it. When those two idiots like, you know, slam on you back then. I wish I could play music. I'm really bummed I can't.
What would you play?
No.
Drummer.
No, I'm saying I don't want to play music. I wish I could play the actual music and be like, hey, this is the song I'm talking about.
I know, it's kind of... It's
like we're missing an ingredient.
Grating on me.
It's like we bought all the ingredients for a fucking cake, but we forgot the cake part.
Are we sure we can't do this again and we play like...
No.
2 seconds?
It's a fucking nightmare.
You can't have like the first three chords of a song?
No, and what the...
Well, then you could, I don't know, sing the rest or something.
No, you can't. It gets very, very complicated and then someone very simply points out, just don't do it. Yeah, it gets bad.
Well, what did we learn today? We learned that... We're old. We're nostalgic.
Our music tastes, this is the dovetail in our friendship.
Right, but we also respect each other's music.
I think the biggest takeaway is that we're old.
I think that's pretty much what we've discovered today.
And I think I'm okay with that.
Also, you hate going to concerts is another funny thing about
I
you.
I fucking hate going to concerts.
I fucking love going to concerts.
Something changed in me where I realized I don't want to stand up and be deaf. And
that's insane to me.
Hear this live. I don't need to. I could play it in my house. I could play it in my car. I don't know what it is. It's such a... Because I think going to a concert is such a fucking three-act play, or it can be. Like, give me a seat. Put me in a seat. And I'll sit there for...
If you're going to see one of, like, your favorite people and you bought a ticket months ago and, like, you're like, oh, my God, Bjork's right there. She's, like, 10 feet away from my face.
I could have gone to the Beyonce concert and I didn't go. But you know what?
Why?
I had a great fucking time watching her on Netflix when she headlined Coachella.
It's different. It's different, Kate.
I don't like crowds. I really don't like crowds. And I don't like standing for hours on end. It's just not my thing. It's like I grew out of being able to tolerate it.
This is one of the bummers of our friendship because I love going to concerts and I go to them all the time. They make me so happy. I get so much from them. I feel high from them. I drive home and I'm like, oh my God.
But you're a musician.
I know, but it's still, for even if you're not, it's so much fun. I think about you all the time when I'm driving home. Like, oh, Kate would have loved that, but she didn't want to come.
Okay, like who? What's a concert that you think I really would have gotten
Any
something
of them.
Out of?
Any of them.
Because you know what you would have gotten? A fucking headache. Because I would have complained from the moment you picked me up to the moment I went home.
If it was something you didn't like if I was like at a Depeche Mode concert, I could see you rolling your eyes the whole time, even though I'm having a great time. I know.
No,
so there are certain people I would not make you sit through, sadly. I understand. But then there are people I've seen where I'm like, oh, Kate would have loved
like
that.
Like who?
Can I think of them right now? I don't know. I can't think
of
one
like
right
now.
I
could like them in my car. I could like them when I'm boxing. I could like them... In my house, when I'm in the shower.
I just think you're denying yourself like a big joy.
I'm not denying. I just know myself. I truly am not. Like, it's those things where you tolerate when you're younger because you feel like you should.
It's not.
Like marijuana, for instance, right? I used to love smoking weed. And then it got to a point where my chemistry shifted and I no longer had the same reaction to it that I used to. And all like my calmness and my happiness then turned into anxiety. But I thought, oh, but I'm expected to still smoke weed because that's what I do. And so I did that for about like 6 months or a year. And then finally I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I think concerts are similar. I used to go to concerts. There was a period where I liked them. And then I thought, you know what? It's not for me. And then I went to them because it was expected of me. And now the answer is no. I don't want to go.
So there is no one, like, even looking back, you're like, fuck, I wish I'd seen them in concert. Like,
yeah, Wu-Tang played 2 years ago, and I wish I had gone. I think Tribe Called Quest also played not that long ago here.
Okay.
That's another one I would have loved to go to. There's very, very few people that I would make the effort to see.
There are so many people I missed that I'm mad at myself. And then there are so many people I'm so thankful that I went to see them. I feel so lucky that at that time in life, I got that, like, you capture it in your brain and your body. Like, I saw Hole. Like, I got to see Courtney Love with, like, no underwear on, like, with her leg up on her fucking wedge. Do you know what I'm saying? I saw that.
Okay, cut two. Another 90s band. Fucking Courtney Love and Hole. Genius.
The greatest. That's what I'm saying.
So I'm saying the 90s were the best music.
I just feel sad for you that you're... I just feel like you're cutting...
But don't. I don't want you to waste that energy because I'm okay. The only... I'll tell you, the only concert I regret missing was in 1994 or 95, and a friend of mine calls and he says, I'm waiting to get tickets for the Madonna Girly Show. Do you want to go? For whatever reason, I said, no, I'm good. Just grab me one of the tour booklets. I know. And this is the one kick in the ass I give myself, is that I could have gone to see Madonna's Girly Show in the flesh. Because that's, I used to listen to that concert on CD when they would record concerts on CDs. It's amazing.
What in you made you... go, yeah, nah.
I don't know. Just like, it was a poor impulse.
But this is what I'm scared, that like when you're 90, you're going to be like, oh, why did I listen to that every time?
Okay. No, I won't. It's no longer an impulse. It's just instinct. And the instinct is no.
I'm going to be like that old lady. Like, I'm going to have a walker and I'm going to be so excited to be walking into the arena.
You're going to be like the old woman who used to go to Studio 54 to dance all night long.
Yeah, that's going to be me.
That's going to be you. And you know where I'm going to be? I'm going to be at home.
I know.
And I'm going to be just fine with that.
And I'm going to tell you all about it the next morning.
Great. By then, we're going to have a new kind of technology that you can record on your phone if you get some youngin' to teach you how to work it. And then you could show
you
it
to
you
can record on your phone already.
No, but it's going to be some advancement. And some youngin' at the concert is going to say, oh, yeah, let me help you, Grandma. I'll help you record this for your friend who's at home who didn't want to go with you. And then you'll bring it back to me. And I'll be like, that sounds great. I'm glad you had a good time.
It's not live, though. It's the live thing I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm just being honest.
Look, we're old. You're a little bit older than me, spiritually.
A little bit.
And we're going to be okay.
I'm fine with it.
We're going
to
be okay.
But I agree. We're going to be just fine.
I'll still continue to ask you and invite you to every concert I think you might like.
Provided if we ever have concerts again. But in the next...
Don't say
next
it.
Time, whenever this world gets back to some normalcy, if there's an artist playing that you're like, oh, I really think you would like it, I want you to ask me. Because I want to have the ability to say no.
Okay, I will. Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Remember we used to say that to Mia? It's like, don't assume I don't want to go. Ask me and let me decide for myself.
You always want to be asked.
I want to be asked. And also, I'm curious, like, what bands in your head do you think that I'm going to be so riveted by that I would, you know.
Exactly.
That's what I'm most curious about. And if Wu-Tang ever comes back in, it'll be the first one I get a ticket for.
You'll take me.
So, are you ready to answer a few questions? We have one from Sarah and Sarah from the UK. What are your memories of the UK conventions? They met you in Blackpool and in London.
Oh, Blackpool.
Yeah, along with Eric Mabius and his brother. I think we all remember that one.
Eric Mabius.
Eric Mabius. What a sweetheart.
Yeah, such a nice guy. But Blackpool stands out more because the weather felt apocalyptic. Aaron was with us on that one. We were having dinner one night at the hotel we were in that Aaron swears was haunted. The waiter comes by and he said, oh, you're not from around here, blah, 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 blah. Leisha, I think you were about to go on tour.
Off to Wales, you know.
The waiter says to Leisha, oh, I'm also a musician. And someone asks, kind of music? And the waiter says, oh, you know, like kind of sad, depressing. Someone at the table goes, well, why is that? And Aaron just jumps right in and goes, have you been outside?
It's not California.
My memory of Blackpool was Erin Daniels. She made me laugh so much on that trip.
Yeah, Blackpool was a special place. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Do you vacation in Blackpool?
I do not vacation in Blackpool, no. Although I have been there several times for the conventions and had a lovely time. Okay, so this one is from Millie. And Millie is asking, what are your favorite animals?
My favorite animal is a polar bear. I think they're magical. I'm awestruck by a polar bear.
They're going extinct.
Thanks, Kate.
Well, it's not my fault.
Had you heard that? I don't know. Maybe you hadn't heard.
I have a giant photograph of a polar bear in the prairies, and it's where the polar bears come in the summer to hang out by the flowers. And it's all these hot pink flowers, and hot pink is one of my favorite colors. And this polar bear is laying on its back in the middle of the flowers. I'll post that because it's amazing.
That's sweet.
What's your favorite one?
Elephants. I would love an elephant. They're majestic.
You want to have an elephant?
If they were legal, I would have an elephant.
If they were legal?
You can't. It's not legal to have an elephant living in your house.
Right. Yeah. If
it wouldn't fit.
If elephants were legal.
If I had that farm we talked about earlier in an episode, then I would give that elephant a great life. But no, I love elephants. I think they're majestic. I'd love to go to Africa and see an elephant.
That makes sense. Sorry, I have to ask. Kate, how would you give an elephant a great life? I just walk me through
I'd
that.
I'd give it a great life. I'd have a little friend for him.
Another elephant?
Sure. They're herd animals, so they get lonely. And I'd give it a great life. I can't. I don't know.
Well, what would you? I want to hear how. I want to picture you waking up and giving the elephant a great life.
Feeding the elephant? Oh my God, it sounds glorious. Like having lots of acres where it can, like, you know, roam about in the field. What's wrong with the fucking elephant? They have a friend. They're not going to get poached. It has a great life. Then I have a bunch of dogs running around, and then they get acclimated to the dogs and vice versa. And it's one big, happy elephant family. What's wrong with that?
The elephant queen.
Yeah.
That's what you would be.
Oh, if I could, I would. But alas, I can't.
I don't know why you got so defensive.
I like the idea of that.
You're like yelling at me.
I wasn't getting defensive. I wasn't. I said a blanket statement, and you wanted to get into detail of how I would actively do it. And I wasn't prepared to answer it. Many people would love to have a baby elephant. They know it won't happen.
A baby elephant. Well, that's different.
But the baby elephant inevitably grows up. So then you're stuck with an adult elephant.
It's kind of like buying a micro pig.
Yes.
I wanted one of those. And then apparently it's more of a scam than you would think. A lot of people end up with 120-pound pigs. All they got was a baby pig.
The teacup pigs.
They didn't get a micro pig. Yeah, they don't really exist. I mean, they're super right. rare.
There's no way to test it either.
No, there's no pig testing.
You can't do a DNA testing for the micro pig.
But it's the same, isn't it? With your dog, you get a puppy and they tell you, oh, it's going to be this small. And then it just keeps growing.
Yeah, you don't know.
Mo is the perfect example. When we got Mo, she was a little 7-pound puppy. She was a parvo survivor. Her paws weren't big. And we thought, okay, well, she's not going to be any more than like 15 pounds. Cut to less than a year later. And Mo is 26 pounds and counting. And you never would have guessed that from that little bean that we got back in September.
She's cute, though.
She's the best. Anyway, moving on.
Kate, this...
Rocket Money! I used Rocket Money again last week.
How many... Are you okay?
I don't know.
You have
I
a
get
lot
these,
of subscriptions you forget
I know.
About.
You know what it is? Because I get these apps, and you have to pay for everything you get these days. And I think, all right, well, I'll use this for a few days, but and I'll cancel it. But I forget.
And you forget to have every week that you forgot last week.
Yes.
Thank God you have Rocket Money. Before I started using Rocket Money myself, I thought I had about like, I don't know, 6 subscriptions. No, Kate, I had like 15.
15?
Yes. I was like, clear it, clear it, clear it, get rid of it. And Rocket Money is like, we have your back. Because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. So you can start to grow your savings.
Plus, Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pants. That's rocketmoney.com/pants. Say it, Kate.
That's rocketmoney.com/pants.
This is for you because you're the only one who would know the answers to this. Deanna from Philly would like to know your favorite places in Philly.
Easily, I'll keep it short. There is a water ice stand in South Philly on 7th and Christian called John's Water Ice. It's a local summer treat that no one truly understands, especially Alicia Haley. She can never understand what a water ice is. But John's has been around for years and years and years. I went to grade school with John's son, Anthony, who I think has taken over the business, but it still is good. And I would easily, easily, easily recommend that place.
All right. Sasha Ward would like to know what everybody's favorite cereal is.
That feels like a question from a Teen Beat magazine from the 80s.
I think there's an age you hit where you stop eating cereal.
You think?
And I don't know if you've hit it.
I have not. No.
Right. You still eat cereal.
I shifted brands, but I didn't shift
well, we'd like the cereal. The question is, what's your favorite cereal?
What's your favorite cereal? Did you give up on it? Did you age out of cereal?
I did. Grape Nuts was my...
Grape Nuts?
It was everything to me.
Jesus Christ. Grape Nuts?
As a kid, I didn't even like the sugary stuff. I was like, where are my Grape Nuts?
Wow, you're a lot of fun. Grape Nuts, huh? Ooh, let's get some Grape Nuts after school.
Hey, don't slam it. We might get an endorsement. Grape Nuts. Brought to you.
Ooh, let's get some grape. Mm. You know what I want showing up at my door? A big box of Grape Nuts where I don't know what the fuck to do with it. I'll just drop it off.
Have you had them?
Yes, which is why I'm saying you're...
And they're very...
They're not fun.
No, they're crunchy. Oh, God. Like the way you crunch them feels so good in your mouth.
I would imagine that's what hay would taste like. Like it's crunchy and hay is not crunchy, but like the taste of
right,
it.
Right,
right. It's very grainy okay. and fibery.
I'm with you on that. Okay.
What's yours?
What's mine?
You're so guarded about the answers to
I'm not. I'm an open
book. What's mine? You want to know what mine is? You want to know what it is? You want to know? You want to know what
I'm an open book with my cereal choices.
Okay, let's go.
I will proudly say that I like Lucky Charms and Captain Crunch. However, I don't eat those anymore. And now I like a little bit of sweetness. And there's a cereal brand called Kashi. And they make really good French vanilla, like mini wheat things. And they're quite good.
Wheat bran.
It's not, is it a wheat bran? It's like the shredded wheat. They would come
yeah,
in those.
Yeah, the sugary, yeah, and then a sugary thing. Yeah.
But it's organic.
I do like, if we're going to go into like the organic cereals, I like Puffins.
That's like air. Wow.
Well, excuse me for having shitty taste in cereal.
Well, it falls in line with your snacks. I mean, it's like air. It's like eating a rice cake in a bowl. It's like more fun.
I give up. I'm not eating around you anymore. Don't ever come here hungry again. Okay, Rachel? Rachel, cereal.
Oh, cereal. Me? Okay. Well, when I was a kid, I used to love Shreddies, and you probably don't even know what they are.
We're going
to
deal with the English problem here.
It's a cute name.
I'm always a sucker for an expensive, overpriced bag of granola that's made locally.
Oh, yeah.
I'm into that. I'll do that any day.
Yeah.
It's like a loaf of bread in a bowl.
Yeah, but I love it.
Me too.
I love that.
Oh, do you know what word you say every week that I love?
What?
How you say it.
What?
Twitter.
Say it again.
Twitter. What, instead of Twitter?
Twitter.
Twitter. What do you guys order from Starbucks?
We used to go to a Starbucks that was in a car dealership.
The Toyota dealership.
Down the street from the studio, and we used to call it Carbucks, and we would sneak away from set to go get our drinks and then come back, and they never knew we were gone. We would beg Transpo, like, come on, take us.
Yeah, sometimes the second AD was cool, and they'd say, you know what, you have about 45 minutes if you can make it fast. And then we'd buy them a coffee to thank them for our mission.
But do you remember, it always felt so dangerous. Well, maybe it was just me, but I always feel like we were...
Cutting school.
Yeah, cutting school, running out. What if they need you? Oh, no, just go. It's fine. Go, you'll go, be go. Back. Okay, go.
So fun.
I think one time they gave me a walkie-talkie, and they said, just bring this with you. And so I brought it with me.
Oh, if they hear you calling for you, you can,
I can, like, hit the road. Only one time, though.
That feels like big responsibility. They trusted you. Here's a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, but we were so quick. We're like, boom, boom, you know?
And that's before you could, like, call ahead and order on your phone, and none of that existed.
Oh, God, no. No.
Leisha, were you, this woman sent an email, and she just wants you to say her name. That's all she would like. Please say my name.
First of all, Pavi, we're like friends now, me and Pav. All right, I'm going to say your name, and I'm going to say it exactly right. Pavithra.
Oh!
Boom.
I had to, like, slow my mouth down. How'd I do?
I think you did great.
How'd I do, Pav?
I think it sounded great. I think she'll be very happy. All right, and here's one for you, Kate. Caitlin asks, why did you stop drinking alcohol?
All right, Caitlin. I basically stopped drinking because I realized I didn't really like it that much. It wasn't making my body feel good. I don't like hangovers. Headaches in the morning are just the worst for me. So it was a long time ago. I just decided I'll give myself a month off where I won't drink. Who cares? And so I took that month off, and then I just extended it. And then eventually I thought, I don't need it. And I stopped. It's nothing deep. I just stopped doing it.
This is from Mars. What do you do for self-care? Are you spiritual in any way? Well, for self-care, I like to give myself a facial. It's my favorite thing to do. It takes probably half of the morning over. I go in the sauna, and then I do a scrub, and then a mask, and then all these serums. And I love it. To get a facial is my favorite thing to do, so I would think that that's like good self-care. But I know you mean from the inside. But that's what I like to do on the outside. Kate?
I agree. A good facial is always great at home. I like boxing. I think that's my self-care. I really make that like an active part of my week. I think it's a combination of the sport itself and the people and the location. That's my happy place in LA. What I like about a boxing gym is that, as my friend who owns the gym that I go to says, a boxing gym is a true democracy. It doesn't matter who you are, what you think. It's just a common goal when you're in that boxing gym. That registered with me on some level because I've been doing it for 6 years. Until my back gives out, I don't want to stop.
Right.
On Ray Donovan, there was a lot of boxing gyms.
Yeah, I didn't get to box because that show treated women like all the women were doing on that show was reacting. They were like the characters that are always in the kitchen answering a phone, sounding concerned. I would have loved to have boxed on that show, but I knew there would never be any room for that. And I was always secretly jealous because the set, the boxing gym on Ray Donovan was a set. It wasn't a location. It was a really beautifully made set on the stage at Sony. It was like life size. It really could have been a boxing gym. And it was so cool. And I didn't get to spend any time in there. But anyway, what about you, Rach?
Self-care. God, I don't feel like I have time for that anymore. And especially in lockdown. Oh, my God. I've been cutting my own hair. And isn't that supposed to be the first sign of madness when you cut your own hair?
Dying it.
And I think for self-care, I do yoga almost every day, and I have always done that. I think I lose it if I don't do a bit of that every day.
You were big at yoga back when we were together in Vancouver.
Yeah. How do you do that? Like right when you wake up, or how does it work?
You know, it sort of shifts depending on the schedule of the day. And again, with everything on lockdown, things have changed. But yes, I would try and do it first thing. But I think now one of the things that I love doing is if I get a chance to take the dog for a walk on my own, that I feel is a really good, it's almost meditative, you know, walking with the dog. And I always try not to answer my phone or look at it, and just put it away and just walk and just clear my head.
Do you listen to anything like music or?
No, I try not to. I try to.
That's smart.
Like we have a park just next to where we live, and I try to just look and listen. Just be quite sort of quiet and still and well, not still because I'm walking, but.
No, I get it. That's amazing. Still in your mind.
Yeah. Just to try and be quiet.
Awesome.
And that, my lovely pants podders, is that for the fan questions.
All right. Well, this has been another edition of Pants.
Yep. I'm sorry. We can't play music.
Old pants. Honey, put your pants on. Yeah.
Lose your pants.
I forgot my pants.
Where did I put those damn things? Yeah.
Okay. Right. All right. Love you.
All right. Love you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Pants. Pants.
Thanks for listening to Pants Up Podcast.
Brought to you by Misha Haley
and Kate Manning. Please listen and subscribe on Acast. Wherever you get your podcast. If you want to keep going, hit that subscribe button. Follow us on Twitter. At the Pants Pod.
If you like to review on iTunes,
please read every single one of them.
You can email us pantspodcast@yahoo.com. We'll answer you every week.
Rachel Shirley is our editor
and producer in the UK. Theme song by Caroline Parra. Graphics by Lovebox.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.